wearing a face mask. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, Te Whatu Ora, Health New Zealand, and on the right, Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa, New Zealand Government. Wearing a face mask. Face masks are a way we can protect ourselves and others. We recommend you wear one when visiting healthcare services and encourage you to wear one when you are in closed, crowded and confined spaces. You may be asked to wear a face mask. Some healthcare facilities may ask visitors to wear a face mask. This is to protect those at higher risk, for example, patients receiving care in an intensive care unit or emergency department of a hospital. To protect those at higher risk, respect and follow the healthcare facility's policies. Wear face masks are recommended. Mask wearing remains an important way we can prevent the spread of COVID-19 and other respiratory illnesses in health and disability care settings. We recommend you wear a face mask when visiting the following healthcare service providers. 1. Hospitals, including outpatient services. 2. Hospices. 3. Residential care facilities for older people and people with disabilities. 4. Doctors' clinics. 5. Community and iwi health providers. 6. Pharmacies, excluding pharmacies inside supermarkets. 7. Urgent care services, such as after-hours clinics. 8. Ambulance services. 9. Disability support services. 10. Diagnostic services, such as blood testing or radiology services. 11. Dentists and oral health services. And 12. Other allied health services such as optometrists, physiotherapists or chiropractors. When visiting these healthcare service providers and others such as psychotherapy, counselling, mental health and addiction services, respect and follow their policies on mask wearing. Healthcare providers may 1. Ask you to wear a mask in particular situations or locations within a healthcare facility to help protect those at higher risk of becoming seriously unwell from COVID-19. 2. Continue to require all staff or visitors to wear masks within their facility. And 3. Require mask wearing to comply with health and safety obligations. People at higher risk. It is especially important to wear a face mask when visiting people who are at higher risk of becoming seriously unwell. This includes 1. Older people and komatua. 2. Babies. 3. People living in aged residential care facilities. 4. Unwell or sick patients in hospital. 5. People with other health concerns. And 6. Disabled people. If you are infectious and need to visit a healthcare provider to get medical care for yourself, a well-fitting face mask can stop infectious particles from spreading to others, protecting those around you and help to reduce their risk of being infected. It is also a good idea to wear a well-fitting face mask to help prevent you from breathing in infectious particles from others. If you are visiting someone with COVID-19, you need to be aware of the risk to yourself and wear a well-fitting face mask and follow the healthcare facility's visitor policy where relevant. There are times when you should avoid visiting patients or residents of a healthcare facility, such as when you 1. Have symptoms of COVID-19 or other infectious illnesses. 2. Have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 5 days. And 3. Are a household contact and are still within your recommended 5-day testing period. There may be compassionate situations where visiting a patient or resident needs to occur, and this should be arranged with the healthcare facility. If you have tested positive for COVID-19, we recommend you isolate for at least 5 days, even if you only have mild symptoms. After leaving isolation, we recommend you wear a mask for up to 10 days if you need to. 1. Visit a healthcare facility. 2. Visit an aged residential care facility. And 3. Have contact with anyone at risk of getting seriously unwell with COVID-19. This is because some people are infectious for up to 10 days. Some healthcare facilities may continue to require all staff or visitors to wear masks regardless of whether they have recently had COVID-19. To protect those at higher risk, respect and follow the healthcare facilities policies. Wear face masks are encouraged. We encourage you to wear a face mask if you are 1. A household contact, 2. At higher risk of getting seriously ill from COVID-19, and 3. Keen to reduce your risk of becoming sick. We also encourage you to wear a face mask in these places. 1. Public transport, including buses, commuter trains, indoors on ferries, flights, taxis and rideshares. 2. Crowded places. 3. Enclosed spaces with poor ventilation. And 4. During close contact situations, such as face-to-face conversations. Some places, such as workplaces, special events or marae, may still ask you to wear a face mask. This is their decision and no longer a government requirement. Get face masks. Face masks can be purchased from retail stores such as pharmacies and supermarkets. People who may not be able to wear a face mask. Face masks are generally not recommended for 1. People who have a physical or mental health condition or disability that makes wearing a mask unsuitable. And 2. Tamariki aged 5 or under. Tamariki aged between 6 and 11 years are encouraged to wear a mask at the discretion and supervision of their caregiver. Face masks are unsuitable for some people. If you cannot wear a face mask, you should keep up the healthy habits we know to keep you and others safe. They include 1. Staying at home if you are sick. 2. Keep your distance from others. 3. Wash your hands often. And 4. Cough and sneeze into your elbow. If you need support. 1. The COVID-19 Disability Helpline can provide help or information about vaccines, face mask exemptions, testing, managing COVID-19 and any other health concerns you may have. Call 0800 11 1213 for free. If you are unable to call, you can text 8988. And 2. You can also call Healthline for free for advice on 0800 611 116.